Ian Schulz, here's some exciting news for climate change deniers. Charles Monnette, gleefully described in a conservative blog as Al Gore's polar bear scientist, has been placed on administrative leave from the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Regulation, and Enforcement. This is usually abbreviated as BOMRE, and is no doubt one of many federal agencies that could benefit from streamlining. BOMRE oversees leasing and development of offshore drilling and was created in 2010 in the reorganization of the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, which was accused of being too close to oil interest, then abolished after the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. And this work with BOMRE included coming up with environmental analysis questions to be asked by the agency before handing out drilling permits. Bennett coordinated much of BOMRE's research in Arctic ecology. In that capacity, he managed around $50 million worth of studies, which he now stands accused, reading between the lines, of mismanaging. But Charles Monnette was also one of the scientists behind Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, most notably in the claim that polar bears are drowning because the ice caps are melting. Or something. I haven't seen the movie. I've been told that it's actually a glorified PowerPoint demonstration. I will not pay to see a PowerPoint demonstration. As always, people are leaping into this breaking news stories with both feet and a jaw-dropping lack of actual information. Speculations abound. Was Monnette suspended from his job because of the polar bear story? Did he lie about seeing the dead polar bears? Did he kill the polar bears himself to make his story look good? Were the dead bears photoshopped? Conversely, is he being hounded by anti-climate change fanatics inside the Justice Department and Department of the Interior? In a statement, BOMRE said that Dr. Monnette was being investigated for administrative matters, including collateral duties involving contracts. The investigation has nothing to do with scientific integrity, nor his 2006 journal article. But if he is being investigated about administrative matters, according to transcripts found online, the Interior Department investigator, who doesn't seem to know much about science, spent a long time questioning him about his polar bear paper. Makes me wonder. So anyway, conservationists are furious about what they consider persecution, and climate change deniers are delirious because no matter what, this makes scientists look bad. So it's a lose-lose. Or in today's economy, a win-win. I gotta go.